This is a discharge summary for Mr. Andrew Himes, A-N-D-R-E-W-H-I-M-E-S. Date of birth is 7/29/1964. Date of accident is 5/9/2022. The discharge is being dictated on 6/19/2023 at the request of the patient, and he was prompted by his attorney to make a discharge summary so that a case can be filed against his insurer, and that is the purpose. The patient has signed an affidavit on 6/13 visit 2023 and has been discharged. Allegedly, this patient, Mr. Robert Andrew Himes, was involved in an automobile accident as a restaurant driver, where he was sitting with his wife, Tracy Child, and it was another car T-boned their driver's side of his car. The airbags did not deploy, and it was a hit-and-run accident, leading to headaches with dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, loss of concentration, blurred vision, spots in the vision, as well as pain in the neck, lower back, to the left shoulder, as well as both hands, and numbness and tingling of all the five fingers and both hands. There is no radiation of pain from neck down to the arms or from lower back to the legs. However, there was a muscle spasm, headaches continued. Patient had a difficult time lifting his left shoulder beyond 90 degrees. He had a bullet in his chest, therefore a CT scan was done, and the CT scan was found positive for findings of herniated disc at C3-4 as well as C4-C5, along with severe uncomfortable joint arthropathy, facet joint arthropathies. However, there was no severe spinal cord stenosis except at C3-4. The patient was advised CESI or cervical epidural steroid injection, but patient declined them. In the lumbar region, the MRI showed a generalized facet joint arthropathy and also disc bulging at L4-5, L5-S1 with a grade 1 retrolisthesis of L5 over S1. The patient was advised, again, lumbar epidural steroid injection that were not performed as the patient did not provide any consent. Patient also did not go to see a surgeon. He just wanted to have a conservative treatment with chiropractor and with physical therapy that continued all along since the time of accident for the last 1 year. The patient reports from himself that he is almost 30% better. However, it appears that the patient can lift his shoulders beyond 110 degrees, 120 degrees without pain. And the pain level has been from 6 to 10. Functionally, the patient is able to walk with a cane reasonably well. And we will be ordering a functional analysis for him to make a more certain prediction of his functional defects or disabilities. The patient remains I think on a limited work disability. He can join a light duty where he is not lifting more than 5 pounds, especially with the left arm, and walking and standing, which is limited to hour or two. The patient has been advised about his marijuana support. His prognosis is guarded since he doesn't want any surgical or injection treatments. There is only maximum rehab potential has been achieved by the therapist as well as by the chiropractor. At the patient request, patient is being discharged, and we wish him the good luck. Thank you.